This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Melissa Reeves describes her sound as roots rock. She's been rocking for well over a decade with performances at diverse venues from the House of Blues to the American Dance Festival. And in 2012, Melissa's track, New Rock Song, was placed on the Grammy Awards nomination ballot for Best Rock Performance. And her work with the band Meldavians earned a spot on the ballot for Best Rock Performance, Best Rock Song, and Best Americana Album. Melissa lives in an old house with a tin roof in Boone, North Carolina. She's been living there and performing as their resident rocker for years. She'll be with the Meldavians tonight at 6 at Lucky 32 here in Greensboro. Also on Friday at the Songwriter Showcase in Newland, North Carolina. But she joins us right now. Melissa, welcome to The State of Things.
Thank you, Frank.
And on the drums is Chesray Shank. Chesray, welcome. Good to have you as well. Melissa, what's that like getting on the Grammy ballot? That's a pretty cool thing, huh?
It was wonderful. I really honestly didn't believe the email. He had to email me, Dave Fox, our fearless band leader. He finally called me and said, did you read the email? I said, Dave, you know, people do this all the time. You just can't believe it. And he said, no, really, it happened. So it was wonderful.
That's really cool, shocking, but wonderful. You think of yourself as a rocker, but it's also Americana. You can see you were nominated in a couple of different categories. Do you think of yourself in a particular genre?
I think at the end of the show, I'm usually rocking.
Mm.
So if we were to narrow it down, I call myself a rock and roller because that's what I do. But I do a lot of very different genres. I do experimental music. I dabble in jazz. And I love funk. You know,
You ever work with Cole Ash?
No, but you got me thinking.
Well, yeah, you could get that whole guitar looking a lot shinier. Hey, would you do a song for us now?
Sure.
That'd be great.
Yeah. You need love in the morning, love at night, love in the morning, early light, love in the morning, love and good. I'm gonna get love to you, baby, 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 like you should.
Melissa Reeves and Chezre Schenk. Melissa's going to be with the Meldavians tonight at 6 o'clock at Lucky 32 here in Greensboro. Talk about wanting to do improvisation, loving rock. Rock, of course, has got a very, it's got a formula. There's a format, and I just wonder, and of course, the amount, number of improvisations that have been done off of that form are innumerable and brilliant in a lot of ways. So I'm thinking back to what Chris was saying, or Clark Whittington, I should say, just a minute ago, about using this format. You know, you've got these little blocks that got to fit into a cigarette machine and coming up with all this art. Is it easier to do improvisation when you sort of think in terms of a rock format, kind of three chords to start with?
It probably is easier, but I never give myself that opportunity. It usually just happens because of the situation for me, typically. Certainly I do that sometimes, but usually my improvisation, to be honest, is born out of some unexpected thing or some off comment in the audience. That doesn't happen a lot nowadays, but it certainly has, and was uncomfortable, but gave me the gift of either crumbling or the gift of knowing that I don't, you know, that I can move forward and address that situation in a at least palatable way.
How do you gain a musical inspiration from a verbal, like a sentence, something somebody said?
I just repeat it and then work it into the song.
That's great.
Yeah, especially if it makes me mad.
That's easy to do these days.
Well, you know, that's true. It's just weird in performance, you know.
Would you do another song for us?
Thank you. I'd be glad to. So this is one off of my upcoming CD, which is going to be released pretty soon, hopefully. We're still having it mixed right now, which is very exciting, by Dave O'Donnell. So this is called Satisfied Mind.
How many times have you heard someone say, if I had money, I would do things my way. But little they know, that it's so hard to find one rich man in town with a satisfied mind. Money can buy your youth when you're old, a friend when you're lonely, a peace for your soul. The wealthiest a pauper at times, worship to the man. With a satisfied eye,
Melissa Reeves, Cesare Schenk. I love asking musicians about their road stories. You've got at least one that we know about when your bass player up and quit.
Oh, yeah. He wasn't my bass player, but and he secured that by quitting like 3 hours before the show. So that's the catch on that one. But that's a good one. I was slated to play he played with me at the House of Blues in Myrtle Beach, and then the next day we had an even larger festival with some really big names, and I really don't know what happened. We had no altercation or anything, but
just maybe too much Myrtle Beach could be.
Now I don't want to get in trouble, but
we don't know.
That could well be.
he tells you he's going to quit. You got a big festival. What do you do?
So I the show obviously always goes on for me. I went through the motel that we were staying at and found out about a bass player on the second floor of the motel, and I knocked on room 212. I happen to remember that. And he came, he came to the door in his shorts, his sleeping shorts. And whatever you call him. And yeah. So I was pretty kind of frantic, but I needed a yes or a no, basically. And he said, well, sure, And so we immediately went back up to my room and started working on tunes. So
there's a country song in that. The bass player on the second floor. Room 212.
Yeah, we'll call it
shorts.
Room 212.
It's all there. You just take some time to put it together. I want you to play us out, but first I'm going to tell everybody who they've been listening to is Melissa Reeves and Cesare Schenk on percussion. Melissa's going to be with the Meldavians tonight at 6 at Lucky 32 here in Greensboro, and then she's going to be at the Songwriter Showcase in Newland, North Carolina, and then back in Greensboro on Saturday the 26th. Anyway, we've got all that at our website, stateofthings.org. It is a program produced by Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton-Norman, Laura Pellis, and Jennifer Brookland, Robin Copley, the technical director with Al Wadarski today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Melissa Reeves.
fire in my head. Woo, I don't want you, baby. Tell it to be true. Don't give me love, love, love me, love me, love me, baby, from you. Get something you ain't ever had. Oh, I don't want you, baby. Ever to be blue. Ever doing nothing you don't want to do. And I don't care if you're ever gonna make art with old cash and oil and things and cigarette boxes and anything you want to. I don't care, baby, 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 baby. I just want you to be happy.